Hey there, welcome to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I'm your host, John Spencer. I'm a former middle school teacher, current college professor, and I am passionate about seeing students embrace a maker mindset. And I believe that teachers have the power to transform their classrooms into spaces and places of wonder and curiosity and creativity. And so on this podcast, we explore that intersection of, you guessed it, creativity and student learning. I know, shocker, it's the Creative Classroom Podcast. You can find this podcast on creativeclassroompodcast.com. And real quickly, if you enjoy this podcast at all, would you leave a review on iTunes? That would mean the world to me. It's what helps people find this show. And so every time you do that, it just means a lot to me. Today is the day that my cohort graduates. We've been together for a year and a half. And so I want to share a reflection about what I'm hoping for them. And I'm going to start out with a story. Last Wednesday, I sat around at the table surrounded by members of my cohort. I listened to them share stories of their practicum experience and offer tips and tricks for how to empower their students. And I noticed that these ideas we had talked about weren't simply ideas anymore. They were a reality. They were the very thing that the students were out there doing. It's one thing to talk about things like creativity or student-centered learning. It's another to actually go out and make this a reality. And I listened as they shared their fears and their hopes and their failures and their successes. And our conversations meandered into sports and TV shows and movies and books. It wasn't all shop talk, but when it was shop talk, I was blown away at the people they had become, at the teachers that they are about to be. I was reminded that over the course of a year and a half, we have grown from a class into a community and now into what feels like a family. And so here I am this morning, as I prepare for graduation, I'm reminded of this deep and profound reality. Tonight, this evening, 24 amazing students are going to become teachers. They're going to make mistakes, but they're also going to be amazing. They're going to change the world. And I've had the honor of observing them in action, and I can't wait to see the impact they make on the world. I created this sketch animation video that I plan to show them after their action research symposium this afternoon. You can check it out at spencerauthor.com. It's one of the videos. You can see it on spencervideos.com. I'm going to share the text from the video because I want you to get the sense of what I want them to understand about the teaching profession as they walk into it. So here's the text of it. Congratulations, you are about to enter one of the noblest professions in the world. Here are 25 things you should know about ahead of time. That's right, 25. I'm giving you 25 things. Here we go. Now, I'm not going to actually say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm just going to say it out, but the video has the numbers on there. During the first week of school, your feet are going to hurt. You will rediscover the joy of simple things like smelly markers. You will have teacher nightmares the month before you start teaching. We all do. It's totally normal, but it doesn't make it any easier. But those teacher nightmares, some of them will become a reality because you're going to fail hard, but each mistake you make is another iteration closer to success. So keep on experimenting. You will learn to hold your bladder for hours on end. If this were an Olympic sport, teachers would be gold medalists. And I would argue teachers probably deserve a gold medal for what they do anyway. You will cry in your car or at your desk or maybe even both. You'll put on weight. It's like the freshman 15, except it might be, I don't know, 20 or 25. You will yell at your class, and then you will apologize, and your students will amaze you when they forgive you right there on the spot. But here's the thing. you're also going to have amazing lessons, and you'll shock yourself with how awesome you are when you bring your A game. You will leave your lunch at home and eat it from the vending machine. You'll convince yourself that Cheez-Its and Cheetos are a full portion of dairy. You're going to start carrying around hand sanitizer everywhere you go, or as the kids call it, hanitizer. From this year forward, you're going to be stuck watching the same bloodborne pathogen video year after year after year after year. Congratulations. Welcome to the club. You're going to fall asleep at 5 in the evening with this half-empty carton of Ben & Jerry's ice cream and a massive pile of papers. You're going to try to do too much and try too hard, and that's okay. Just give yourself the permission to rest. Go watch a movie, read a book, go into nature, take care of your health. That's the kind of teacher your students will actually need. Your students are going to amaze you with their work and with their ideas and with their growth. And you'll feel like the luckiest person alive. And you are. But here's the thing. So are your students. Because of you. You will worry about your students. You will have a student whose story breaks your heart. And you will think about that child every single day on your drive home. Then you will go back the next day and you will listen to that child and affirm that child and teach that child and love that child even when they are difficult, because you're a teacher and that's what we do. Someday the kids in your class will come back and invite you to college graduation, and they'll hand you a thank you note, and you'll cry in your car just like you did the first year of teaching. Even on your worst days, and you will have those, you are going to think critically and promote justice and transform the teaching practice. And your classroom will be different, and your schools will be different, and the students will be different as a result. You will inspire students to be better thinkers. And you will empower them to be better people. They will feel safe and loved and challenged in your classroom. They will be the makers who build a better future, one that you could never even imagine on your own. And the world will be a better place because of you. So this is my hope for my cohort. See, Keelan, she's the cohort co-leader. We both technically have our own cohorts of 14, 12 to 14. But we basically plan things together, share things together. We kind of lead this cohort together. And Keelan and I are planning to hand each student this affirmation sheet with the positive observations of their peers. We basically put together this Google form, and everyone just said something kind to everyone else on that form. Then we put it into a separate document for each person. And my hope is that they keep this with them, that they actually keep it in their classroom, and that they refer back to it in their moments of doubt, because the first year is a time of a lot of doubt. And I want them to teach out of their identity. Parker Palmer says, "We teach who we are," and I really, really believe that. So I want them to internalize this idea that their humanity, both broken and beautiful, is exactly what the students need. And I want to see them transform their classrooms into spaces of creativity and wonder. I want our cohort to experiment and innovate and transform their classrooms into bastions of creativity and wonder. I want to see them admit humbly when things aren't working and then continue to experiment and iterate until they get things right. In other words, I want them to be different from day one, different from the test, different from the system, different from the naysayers who will mock their idealism and optimism and hope, different from the way things have always been and the way things have to be according to these unwritten rules. In fact, I want my students to rewrite the rules of teaching. I want them to play the new teacher card every single day of their career. I want to see them ask questions and chase their own curiosity. I want to see them fight for justice and change the world. I want to see them transform their practice and, through teacher leadership, transform their schools. In other words, I want to see them change the world. And tonight, as we celebrate who they are and who they are becoming, I am convinced that they will. Thank you for listening to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I know this episode was a little bit different, but thanks for allowing me to give you a little snapshot into what I do in my real job, which is as a college professor. I am so stinking proud of my students today and so honored to get a chance to be a part of this process. Have a great day.